What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello. Hello again. And welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name's Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 7, episode 4 of Pretty Little Liars called...
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong episode. Hit and Run,
oh
Run, Run.
Oh my God.
I knew the name of it though. Hit and Run, Run, Run.
Well, thank God. Thank God. Hit and run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Anyway, this episode was quite the doozy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Spencer, like, I know we've said that, like, every episode has been Spencer's crash out.
Oh, but, my
like,
God.
This is
it's
her,
official.
Like, crash out. And also,
it's
like,
official, guys.
I remembered something about how this all plays out. That I was like, oh my God. And then watching it back, obviously the attention to detail that we have is different, like different than when I just watched the show. So I had this moment, this episode of like, Spencer.
I know. She has.
You might not even know what I mean yet.
Know what I mean yet. Phoebe's like, Caroline, you stupid bitch. I just said that I've watched this show with the type of eye that can't be trained. So you have no idea. The subtle little acting moment that I found, there's no way it came across your desk.
I just mean you don't know what it was foreshadowed, like what it was indicating yet.
Oh, well,
you don't know the plot point
that's true.
That comes up. I look like I actually look like the celebrities looked during COVID when they had to find a wall.
Okay, full of yourself
they
much?
They had to find a wall to do
I
press in
look like
front of.
Phoebe Connell on today, Sunday, May 18th, 12:24 p.m. I look like celebrities look.
No.
Okay.
Hey, that's the quote is taken out of context.
Okay, then.
I mean,
okay, I mean, I don't know. It's a verbatim what you said.
I look like
on.
How celebrities looked during the pandemic.
Doubling down.
During the pandemic when they had to find like the one wall that didn't like show their wealth so they could do press.
Yeah.
That's what I look like. I look like, or that I'm being like, I have to hold a newspaper up. Like I'm being held hostage.
It's really, yeah. No, it's amazing that you were able to find a wall that doesn't speak
right.
to your wealth.
You're so right.
Like. That's always been a challenge for you. Well, I'm not copying you with the gallery wall kind of thing happening behind
and
me.
And everyone was saying something.
Everyone was saying something. Well, I was going to start fishing for compliments, and then I was like, oh, I better beat her to the punch because I know she's going to be like, yeah, and whose wall does that look like?
Right, because I famously invented the gallery wall.
I know you believe that. I know you certainly believe that. And we've been talking about it behind your back. Mm. But anyway, I just was like, this blank wall behind me looks so bad and all these reels. I just need a little something. So I'm starting to build it, but now I have like this awkward little stretch. But what do you think?
I like it. It looks good. It's hard. Like I had to get over the idea of like everything needs to be framed. You know what I mean? Because that was stopping me for a long time. Even though I do think things look better framed, sometimes things
but
don't.
It's fun
like,
to have
like having different textures.
Yeah.
Or like mom got me.
I
that,
think so too. Or like cool tape. Like I was like I could use a command strip and then put some like just for show
I
like
also
washi
saw this
tape
girl,
that's like cool.
I had never thought about this. She like bought a bunch of different sized frames, like bigger frames than for the pictures that she was putting in them, but she bought like nice different colored cardstock and then like she'd like get like photo booth
matted
pictures
it with that.
And then she'd like put the like she'd pick a color and then she'd tape the photo booth pictures so it was like small in the frame but the way it all looked, or she'd do like multiple like printed out pictures that are like the rectangle size. She'd do like two of those on top of each other. So it's just about finding ways to be here from the master. It's just about finding ways to be creative.
And it's like, sorry, guys, you either have the eye or you don't. That was the next thing Phoebe was going to say. This thing right over my shoulder, though, this is a Lila Clark original.
Mm.
This says, she embroidered this for me. It says, full out, Broadway,
oh,
no
marking. Oh, right, I remember that. We should ask her very kindly, and we'll pay, because we pay for art.
We pay for art here.
We should get ones that say haters make you famous.
Oh my God, yar.
That'd be
we
fun.
Should. And Road Warrior. Well, wait. I have another friend who actually I'm a bad person because she's actually straight up offered to do this for us, and she is the cute. It's McCatherine,
oh,
you know.
Yes.
And she has like
she's
the cutest
OG.
Little embroidery section, like I don't know if it's her whole TikTok, but section of her TikTok where she's like doing cross stitching and all this stuff. And it's so fucking cute. And anyway, she literally was like, I'll make you something, whatever. And then she was like, sent me like all these fonts to choose from. And I never did.
Yeah, live on air. Live on air.
Well, you know what? I'm taking accountability, which is what, by the way, guys, and we talked about it on Tuesday. but Secret Lives of Mormon Wives episode 2 is called The Book of Accountability. And let me tell you. The people who need to be taking accountability. I don't know if they are.
And we'll get into
talk about it.
I'll save this for the other episode. Never mind. I was just.
Okay. Well, you're on the recap. So.
Yeah.
If you want to start gabbing, girl, now's your chance.
So if you'll remember, Spencer's crashing out and Emily's locking in. That's kind of what's happening here because Emily's girl's on the line. Emily went against Spencer's well wishes and teamed up with Mary Drake to like try to figure out what was going on with Allie or to try to get her out of Welby. And when she went to Welby with Mary Drake, because if you'll remember, Elliot barred Allie from having any visitors. So Emily was hoping that Mary Drake, being Allie's aunt, she'd be able to get in and see her. And then Dr. Rollins comes in and like grabs Mary out of the room, and Emily sees through a glass, like a frosted glass window pane, that they're fighting like they know each other. And Emily's like, guys, you don't understand. Allie is super scared of Dr. Rollins. And Arya's like, no, Emily, that's just what happens when you have a ferocious love. And I would know firsthand because I married them. And Caleb told Spencer about the kiss with Hannah, and Spencer tells Hannah, and here's what I'm saying. I know, I understand Spencer's feelings, absolutely, but like both Caleb and Hannah, in my opinion, have told Spencer exactly what Spencer wants and needs to hear in this moment, which is that it didn't really mean anything. I would still be crashing out, don't get me wrong, but like Spencer, until the very end of the episode, I'm like, all right, pull back a little bit, girl.
Yeah.
It's just, especially, I mean, it's not like Hannah's like being bashful about it at all.
Hannah's being as nice.
She's
as
like,
she
yeah, I'm fucked up.
Be.
I'm sorry, I did it, and it didn't mean anything.
Did you say she's not being bashful? I would say she is being bashful.
No, I mean she's not being bashful about the kiss. Like she's not. She's being very straightforward about it. Like she's like, she's not trying. She's not being. Yeah, she's not being bashful.
Okay.
Right, bashful's like shy and like kind of like you're blushing and you're kind of like not kissing and telling.
Yeah, but I just thought you meant more like I meant she's being bashful and that she's not like, yeah, Spencer, I want to remind you, Caleb and I kid.
I feel
not
like she's being more,
yeah,
she's
Spencer,
being,
and I'm allowed to have that moment. She's being more like.
She's being respectful.
It was nothing.
She's
like,
being.
In that way, I do think she's being bashful, but I get what you're saying, that she's not like hiding.
Like Arya would be like, Spencer, it's just like when you had a connection with someone.
No, exactly. So that's why I think that Hannah is being bashful.
Perhaps. I don't.
Because she's not doing that.
I don't know.
Weigh in, guys. Weigh
is she
in.
Being bashful
because,
or
because
not.
It really could go either way. Is Hannah being bashful or no? Or no.
So we also see this conversation between Caleb and Spencer after Hannah and Spencer talk, where he's like, I like everything about you. And Spencer says, that's the problem. You like me, but I love you. And
that is famously like one of the great problems.
Yeah.
That is one of the great problems in relationships, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
You know what Paige DeSorbo says? Paige
what?
DeSorbo says the boy should always like the girl more.
Which I think is true. I think it's true.
I don't know how that really applies to like same sex relationships, but I just mean in the term of Caleb and Hannah and Caleb and Spencer.
Caleb should love them more.
Like, Spencer, maybe that's your sign, you know? As Paige DeSorbo would say, that's your sign to get out because you shouldn't be loving him more.
I saw two videos this week.
And I don't know that I agree with that. I'm just saying that's
what
she said.
I think I do. This TikTok of this this like retired couple. They're probably like our parents' age, maybe a little older than them. And they
well, our parents aren't retired.
No, I know, but they're not like old retirees. They're like
okay. You know. They did well.
Yes. And it's the daughter filming and she goes, when you and your husband live in a landlocked state, but your mom loves the beach, and you see that the dad made a man-made lake in their front yard and made a like put like a sandbar and like beach chairs, so she like has a beach
what
at her house.
Hell?
And then I also saw
how
a video.
Big is their house?
It's like a farm. And then I saw a video okay. of this groom who wrote handwritten letters to every bridesmaid, the bride, and the parents of the bride to read to
wow.
open the morning of the wedding.
Holy moly.
How precious is that? So that's
wow,
what I'm saying.
Anthony.
I'm like meant. Yeah, and Anthony, that's the call
up.
On you.
Anthony, you messed up.
But we have no gripes about Anthony. I mean, I think Caroline and Anthony love each other equally. But like, if I had to say, like, Anthony just like.
What?
He worships the ground that Caroline literally walks on and kisses her feet.
And that is how it should be.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But he also sometimes is like, Caroline, shut up. You know, well,
Caroline's like,
up,
just so everybody knows, just so everybody knows, like, sometimes he's also like, Caroline, shut up.
Just so everybody knows, sometimes he's like, Caroline. And I'm like, excuse me? No, I mean, it is true. Because the thing is, I am a difficult woman to be with. I know it. So it's like for me personally, it does have to be that way. Like, yeah. Because otherwise, who would stay? Who could ever leave me,
but
darling?
Who
but
stay?
Who would stay?
So
exactly.
The last little bit of this recap that's taken 8 years. Allie sends a pin from
yeah,
Dr.
Whoa.
Rollins's phone to Emily, of course, because Emily has Elliot's number, which Aria clocks, and we realize that Allie has dropped the pin so that they can like follow, and then there's like this chase that happens, and then we see Allie kind of like a middle school actor at 100 Acre Manor, like run across the
yeah.
woods in her hospital gown,
and that's actually her whole vibe, like this whole episode.
Especially when she
oh
disappears.
My god,
like, Allie.
Guys, 100 Acres Manor is like a haunted house
that I
way.
Never went.
It's like when you can get community service for working at a haunted house. Mm-hmm. It's like the loophole
and
they
you,
found,
and
it would
like,
come
and you
to
like have to go in and deal with people that might yell at you and make you cry. Like,
you're like the exact kid that I would have bullied the shit out of, and you guys famously love to hear that. I think what that story is what made somebody right, like. The louder, quirky sister is a straight-up bully, and her younger sister's no better because she laughs at it. And it's like, okay. Okay, and you listen. So you're complicit.
And then Hannah. And listen, I did not care for what Spencer.
How are we not done?
I did
with
not
this
care
recap?
For what Spencer said in the first scene of this episode, because we see Hannah like.
Nor did I.
Slam we. We do.
Wait, are we in the show now?
No, what I'm saying is I'm painting a picture of this last scene.
Are
is that
you
we
okay?
We see Hannah like kind of brace herself like she's gonna break, but we do see her pedal to the metal.
We do see her absolutely florid instead.
And she kills Rollins.
She said, going 0-16 3.5.
That's none of Spencer's business.
No,
so fuck off with what you say
hey,
here.
Hey, Spencer. Who knows what you would have done? You
actually,
were in the
Spencer,
driver's
hey,
seat.
Spencer, I know what you would have done. You would have killed him.
And then you would have, yeah, you know what? You know what? Hell yeah.
And I just, here's what I hate is that now Spencer's the only one who doesn't have the skin of a killer.
Really? She's never killed anybody? Okay, but she, you know, she hates
she
that.
She has the skin of the killer.
Okay, but you know, she literally hates that. Okay, so like.
That's why she's so mad at Hannah.
What's worse?
She's not actually mad about the Haleb kiss. She's
no,
like
yeah.
pissed that now like Hannah's joined the club
yeah,
that
Hannah's
was
joined
just
the club.
Emily and Aria.
Exactly.
And Aria's pissed too.
Spencer's like, Spencer meets this guy at the bar later and she gets him in the elevator and she's like, I'm just going to kill him. I'm just going to fucking do it. I'm just going to, I got to join that. I can't do this.
That's why Aria is
anyway.
Like also kind of annoyed this whole episode. She's like.
But Arya, you just like don't. Arya, you just like,
I actually did think this was like this like was this a good episode for Arya, for the most part.
We keep
part.
Saying that. They can't all be good episodes for Arya, but this one might be. But I think what it is we're seeing the girl in motion. You know what I mean? Like, she's task oriented, and like that's better. She's not sitting and thinking and writing down her thoughts. That's when she's most dangerous.
She can't
you
be
know, like
so self-involved this episode because she has
no
stuff.
Choice but to be in crisis mode and like.
And she's like, wait, there's probably an opportunity somewhere here in this plan for me to be a martyr.
Use it. It's also like, how can I use this? How can I turn this into art? You know what I mean? Like one day. Okay, so are you done now?
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay, just kidding. The girls are digging that hole. Digging a hole. Digging a why am I? Today's is a musical episode.
Every episode is a musical episode.
Oh my God. Join in then. What the hell? Join in then. What the hell? By the way, Phoebe would be laughing, but she took a sip of her Diet Coke. Just so you guys know, if you're like, why was there silence? Only
Wait,
Caroline
then why
was laughing.
Wasn't
she would
then
have
why
been.
Why wasn't there a spit take if it was so funny?
Because you're working with expensive equipment and you're responsible. And don't make me say that again. And don't ever make me say that again.
So this is
that's on record. This is you can now grab that little sound bite and make it your freaking ring back tone.
Right. I'm going to post it to my Instagram story every day. Just on loop like 7 times.
Because no one calls you, so no one would hear it.
What's my inbox is full.
Oh my God. Grow up and delete some. Delete the ones that are like beep, beep. You know those ones when it's like the like robots call you and it's just like beep.
Robots call you?
Oh my God. Shut the hell up. Oh, you've never gotten a robocall? Shut the fuck up.
So this is the first scene.
Guys, I'm annoyed.
What's new? This is the first scene of the season. We're getting it in full now. This is the scene that we saw at the beginning of season 7 when Spencer is like, a well thought out plan when it ends with a dead body is first degree murder.
Yes. And now we're like,
and
okay,
here's what I have to say though about that line is it doesn't make quite as much sense as it made when we thought Hannah was dead. Because I'm like, what really was the well thought out plan?
What was well thought out? Now you're thinking it out. Now you're creating a well thought plan.
Like, I guess, yeah,
tracks,
now if you
like,
call the police now and they see you dug a shallow grave, like maybe then
now it feels a little bit
but
more
if you
thought
had called
out, I'd say.
When
out.
Elliot was still like in your windshield.
I wonder if part of it is like, well, no, but it's still not like they thought it out. But I'm
just and it's also
got
like
the paper trail too. Like I'm like they just complained about him. Like
and
all
also
these things.
Why don't we, like you now have? Well, I guess that maybe they would think that like they broke Allie out of Welby because my first thought there was like,
I think
well they
that,
see an escaped Welby patient and her doctor. I'm like to me, but we watched it happen. So.
We literally watched it happen. So Hannah and Allie are sitting out, which makes sense. But this is also Allie's still giving haunted house actor in this
she's
moment.
Giving Maddie Ziegler
she's just
in
like
that
sitting.
One episode.
Yes, she is. She's sitting back against a tree, legs completely straight out in front of her, in a hospital gown, like staring with her head cocked. And then Hannah is still sitting in the driver's seat, just like shell shocked. And Hannah comes to help the girls because that's just who Hannah is. That's just
and this
who Hannah
pisses
is.
Spencer
and
off.
Yeah. Well, Arya's like, I just feel like, Hannah, you don't have to help. Like, I still don't know why we can't just go to the police and say what happened. Arya's been on this police train for
and
a while.
And you know
Spencer
that there has to be some
happen.
Merit to that for Arya to be taking Hannah's side over Spencer's.
Yes. Yes. And Spencer goes, so, and
absolutely
Arya's like, why don't we just
not.
Go say what happened? Spencer says, and what is that? That Hannah doesn't know her right pedal from her left?
Hey, Spencer.
If I were Hannah, I would have hit her with the damn shovel.
Hey,
they were burying two bodies tonight.
You better lock it up. I'm giving you one
yeah,
more
this is
episode
the first
to be
5 minutes. The first 5 minutes of this episode, you're acting like this. And it doesn't get much better, everyone. Someone just commented on this and they were like, I'm re-listening to old episodes. And it's funny because Caroline's like, oh, this is like a Spencer love podcast. And she's like, hilarious to listen to like present day.
I'm like, well, I know. And we knew it was coming. I feel like we were always like, we love Spencer, but
ignorance
is Caroline's
bliss.
Not going to love Spencer for long.
So
Arya says, we got to get Allie back to Welby for this all to work. And so I guess that is they're afraid that it would look like she's breaking Allie out of Welby and killing her doctor. Not a good look, that's for sure. Allie comes over. They're like talking about how they're going to get into Welby and how they're going to get her back in there. And Allie.
This is crazy.
This is how you know that like I know that right now Allie is not like the leader of the group, but at her core, she is always going to be the one who's just like, just give the job to me. I'll just get it done.
Literally.
It's like those signs that are like, if you want a job to be talked about, give it to a man. If you want a job to get done, give it to a woman. It's like, if you want a job to be talked about, give it to Aria, Spencer, Emily, and Hannah. If you want a job done, well, actually, I'll exclude Hannah from that. If you want a job done, give it to...
You can kind of honestly exclude Spencer, too, except in this exact moment. But it is a classic moment of, like, this is why Allie and Mona were destined. It's like Voldemort and Harry Potter. Yeah. They were destined to like be at each other's throats because it's like they switch. Because it truly is like they both are like, oh right, well now that Allie's locked up, like Mona's gonna show up and be like, all right, let me just handle this. It's giving Olivia Pope. It's handled. So Allie comes over. She literally, it's so funny. It's giving like the exact opposite of that infamous scene we have where Allie's hand shoots out of the dirt. But in this time, she's shooting her hand in the dirt with, might I add, no resistance. And she knows exactly where his pants are and exactly where the badge is. Pulls out his badge and doesn't even have to dig for it.
She full body weight to the ground, falls on her knees. Like
I thought she was gonna start like mourning her husband.
I thought she was gonna like start. I thought she was gonna do like a Barry Keoghan. Like I was like, what the?
Yeah, not. Ah! Oh my god! You did? Did you think that?
Not really.
You thought that with all those people around the house. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, guys, if you don't know, she's referencing Saltburn, the movie Saltburn.
I think everyone got it. Everyone got the reference for sure. Sorry, a freshly dug up grave. That's like the reference these days.
Well. I guess.
Guys, speaking of which, I saw Ma in theaters the other day, and we talked about it on the Tuesday episode. Wow. What a film.
I love it. Guys, we record the Thursday episode before we record the Tuesday episode. So I love it. We're like, we talked about it on the Tuesday episode.
There's always a slight chance that we didn't talk about.
And there's also always a slight chance that, like, one of us is like, what the fuck? Because one of us is just like, we talked about it. And then you have to rack your brain like, what? We talked about it. But we talked about it in the future.
Right.
But for you guys, the past.
Okay, Caroline and her Wizards of Swords.
Oh, my God.
We also talk about the Crucible. So we're Witches of Swords.
Okay, I guess we're talking about the Crucible. Okay.
Yes. And then... I wanted to point out, because I never watch the theme song anymore. I just skip it. But we never discussed that Allie is now the girl that does this.
Was added in. Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, throw her a freaking bone, I guess.
Yeah, so we get into the car, and who the fuck is in the car? No texts on his phone. Oh, Elliot.
You have got to stop doing this. You must have been like, so Phoebe's eager to pick up the scene. She's like, so we get into the, and.
Oh, sorry. Shut up. We get into the car and they're going through Elliot's phone and they realize that there's like no texts. There's no traces of him being AD. And I'm like, this is where you guys, especially Spencer, should have thought burner phone. Mona obviously thinks about it instantly.
I know.
I'm like, obviously he's not doing this on his regular cell phone. Are you guys new here?
So the idea that they have to cover this up is that Spencer is going to go buy a train ticket to Delaware on his credit card, and then she's going to take his phone, put it in a suit jacket, get onto the train, leave his jacket on the train, and then get out so that when the police finally like ding his phone and realize he's missing, he'll be halfway to Delaware.
I'm just like...
And then Emily is going to go pack... But I don't get this, because Emily's going to go pack an overnight bag for him to make it look like he was getting out of town quick. But I'm like, so don't we need the overnight bag on the train? So why is Emily going to do that after...
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? I think it's a weird...
And then they're like, okay, are we going to burn this?
Because they're like, wait, what do we do with it? I'm like, we didn't think this through. Now
stupid.
You just have a bunch of his shit.
I'm also just like...
You went to his home after you... Like, and I'm also like, talk about returning to the scene of the crime.
And
they keep doing
it. And we never thought about cameras everywhere.
Dude, in Welby, when Ari's just like walking around in her neon red
leather jacket,
I'm like, this cannot be happening.
Later, when we have that scene,
that you have it?
No, but we'll talk about it.
You do have it, kind of. You wore it to like homecoming.
I had like a red, like kind of
leather jacket,
but it wasn't a traditional leather jacket. I'm a little untraditional.
Phoebe's was really edgy.
No, it was
Ari's was much edgier
than Phoebe's. Less edgy. It had like no, it,
was,
it had like no, nothing. It was very thin.
Yeah. It had nothing. had literally, I gave literally nothing. Anyway,
no, that was a fire
Hannah's
year.
Freaking the hell out. She thinks she's going to go to jail. She's like, I'm going to go to jail for... And Arya's like, vehicular manslaughter. And Spencer's like, yes! Or Hannah's like, yes! Oh, my God. And so they've just decided that this is now about containment. Mm-hmm. Everybody who knows about Rollins is in this car. So if we can keep it that way, we should be okay.
It's like, if everybody who knows about Rollins is in this car, and then we see Toby, and he's like...
yeah, and it's like, and he's literally researching Rollins. And exactly. It's like, and there's, oh, forgot about that one. The police officer who also knows about Rollins.
That we just sent down this trail. You yeah. know, this is going to be Spencer's greatest I told you so moment of all time.
You're right. She's like, I told you. I mean, literally, there's no, Emily's kind of sunk
with
this.
Luckily for Emily.
Spencer's going to, yeah, no, you're right. Spencer's, this episode for Spencer.
Spencer doesn't get to say anything for like a long time.
No, Spencer will have, yeah, for like a very long, Emily, yeah.
And it only gets worse.
We're speaking gibberish, but like
it only gets worse later. So Toby texts Yvonne and is like, "Hey babe, it's gonna be a long night." I'm like, Toby, it doesn't have to be. I don't know why you're so.
I know.
Just go home.
You're like, just this isn't like an actual assignment you've been given. Just wait until tomorrow. Wait until the morning. Yeah. You'll have a real assignment. I promise.
So they go to the bathroom. We're in the bathroom of the barn, and Hannah gets out of the shower and listen. I never want to be rude to our girl, but she her pulls nails. Out the biggest piece shard of glass from her hair that she just washed in the shower. It's not like
okay,
a
I'm gonna give like I'm gonna give devil's advocate
wait,
here.
It's not like a small little shard of glass. It's like a big pointy piece of glass in her hair.
I agree, but I am gonna give a little devil's advocate here. I don't know that she washed her hair. I know her hair's wet. But I don't know that she washed it, and here's why. She's a blondie, and Spencer definitely doesn't have the type of shampoo that she
Caroline,
needs.
Are it's you true. Just committed murder. There's blood there's a chance. All over you, and you don't wash your hair?
Yeah, I'm... No, because I... No, not if I'm Hannah Marin. Are you insane? What if it's not washed? I'm just... Or if I'm so in... Maybe she's so in shock, and she's just, like, letting the water, like, wash it all off. We didn't see the
well,
shower.
Well, that's more likely.
But, like, she's, like, letting it all wash off of her, and she's not...
Not
yeah.
using soap.
But I didn't say she didn't use soap. Soap and shampoo aren't the same thing, Phoebe.
Okay.
I definitely think she used Spencer's soap. She doesn't have to use special purple soap for her body, but her hair's bleached. She literally has to use a different type of shampoo, and I don't think she would have used Spencer's.
Okay.
I really believe it, okay? And that's my Elle Woods moment.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's literally my Elle Woods moment. I just won my case.
Okay. We go into the actual barn, and Spencer's cleaning up, and Emily's like, how can I help Spencer? And Spencer goes, well, you could stop fucking pacing, because you're tracking yeah. more blood and dirt all over this place. I'm sorry, I have yeah. to wake Sienna up, her snoring. Keep talking.
Okay. So Spencer is like, God, if only my theater teacher could see me now, I would have definitely gotten to play Lady Macbeth, because it's giving the out damn spot scene, LOL. So Hannah comes out. Emily's like, how does it feel to be clean? And Hannah says, I wouldn't know. And then Hannah offers to help Spencer. And again, Spencer does not want help. And Hannah's like, okay, I can't stand this. Can we please just move forward? Now, this next scene, I have seen
yeah.
like snippets of this all over my shit forever, but I never thought that it was going to be this.
I know.
I thought it was going to be much worse, honestly.
Yeah. I always build it up. But you have to understand, in the moment, if you hadn't had that build up, it was heartbreaking. Because it was the first time we ever really watched Hannah. We had seen Hannah watch them, like, kind of, like, be playful with each other or, like, be a little flirty. But we had never actually... Hannah had never had to see them speak like a couple. And, like, actually speak about how their connection, like, was built.
Uh-huh.
And so it rattled the nation, I'll tell you that much.
No, I know. And I mean, that's true. I also, there's a moment where I was like, were they together during
that
time?
The same thing. But I don't think
so. Because then that's even like worse.
Because I think you went to DC. Well, wait. I think DC was after Europe. Because
I don't know.
That would have been after college. Like his first year. He was like, my first year in DC. So that makes me think that. That was after they met up in Europe, which means it was after. Because they met up in Budapest after Hannah.
But what
and
if
Hannah
it was also
up.
Like. I know, but it's so fresh too. Like, what if he and Hannah had a conversation when he came back and like You know what I mean? I don't know. It makes it worse if they were to, if I think they were together. You know what I mean? It makes that scene a lot worse in my mind, which I, you know, was looking for here. So anyway, he starts talking about this night that like they had and nothing happened, but he like had this job offer.
By the way, they're having this conversation. Like, Spencer like won't let him in the door. Like, but just the chain is keeping like the crack in the door open, and they're both leaning up against the door, like talking to. Oh, it's. That's also like just the whole way that it's blocked.
Well, the
and Hannah
the way it's
in the
framed
back.
Is we've got, yeah, we've got Caleb's face, and he's trying to get him. We've got the chain on the door, Spencer crying, head up against the door, and then like in the distance, in the back corner, slightly blurry, is Hannah, just like also wet. When somebody's wet, it just makes it so much sadder. She's just like standing there, and Spencer's like, "I can't let you in," and can't explain why she can't let him in. She also can't explain why Hannah is there.
Does he know
and
Hannah's
he,
there?
Like, thinks no,
right?
And I think that he also thinks that she's not letting him in because she's mad at him and whatever. And it's like, oh my god, that's not it. But she can't even tell him that. So it's just this like such a layered, painful moment. And his voice is like cracking. Great acting moment for Tyler Blackburn.
For all three.
And he basically talks about like walking Spencer home from dinner. And he was so excited to tell her about this job offer. And he just couldn't. Like he could not tell her because he was going to have to move. And they get back to her stoop. And he like keeps trying to prolong having to tell her this. And he was like, and I looked at the little cleft in your chin. And I just wanted to kiss you so bad. And I didn't tell you. And the next day I called and I said I didn't want the job. And that is crazy. And that is like... in a way that feels like an admission of love. That feels like
I agree. And
I love you and I've loved
it,
you know?
It makes it more like adult in a way where I'm like, why are we treating, why? Like, I feel like in the beginning we were very like flingy and now it's like, but that's a very adult, like you don't just do that for someone you might date.
No, exactly. Like that, or someone that you're not gonna like immediately start dating and then you don't tell her that like
it especially
just felt,
like it feels like you
it
make
feels
that
like
call,
that would be an
like you make the call and then you make the move.
It also feels like you would have that conversation and be like, give me a reason not to take the job, you know, like
point.
Let that be why you have that conversation. I don't know, so I just thought it was, it just made it seem like even the last episode Spencer was like, well, I love you and you like me, this was Caleb's way of saying like, I am trying
done.
To explain to you the depth of my feelings. Yeah. I'm just not like, he just maybe can't put it to words yet. And it's just horrible. And he's like, do you remember this? And she says, yes, of course. And then we have Spencer and Hannah both crying. It's just like, what a painful moment to go through
with
one of your
like
best friends.
Hannah and Spencer once the door is closed?
I mean, I can't. Well, don't we see it?
I mean, no, but I mean, like, they had to, like, stay there for a little bit before like Spencer had to get like changed and like they had
my
to, like,
guess is Spencer just like Spencer just was like and like walked in her room and went and like continued doing the floor and Hannah just like went and got changed
crazy,
and like
crazy we go to Welby and Aria's getting Allie back in and then I didn't catch why they separate but Aria goes to do something and Allie goes to go back to her room and
no Allie's like Aria's like wait here. Do not move. Wait right
I guess
here. She's important. Like so serious about it. And then Allie's like, okay. And Aria leaves and she comes back and Allie's fucking gone. I'm like, okay, like I know you were firm and clear with her, but if Phoebe didn't get it either. So Allison must not have gotten the message to Aria.
Aria talks.
She thought you said go back to your room.
Aria talks in like deep prose and like which everything she says is a little difficult to
except
understand.
In this moment.
So we go to the Radley and Emily is serving Spencer and they're kind of going over the plan of what's happening. They're like, what is taking Aria so long?
Oh, my God.
Spencer,
can I also say something?
Spencer says, yeah, and one second. Spencer even says, Spencer.
Yeah, in one second. Puts her finger up to me. Okay.
Spencer says, what is taking Aria so long? And then Hannah immediately texts that same thing, but because Hannah's the one who's texting it, Spencer suddenly is like, fuck that. Like, maybe Aria's taking her time. Maybe it's a little harder than
she's
Hannah's
like,
thinking.
She's doing a diligent job. Maybe her legs are really short and she can't walk as fast as you. As us? Oh, my God. What? Okay. Now, okay. Great. Now we're literally making fun of looks. Okay. Anyway. What was I going to say? Fuck.
About Emily and Spencer. They're at the bar.
I'm sorry, it's so clear that this was filmed in a pre-lip reading TikTok world, because in what world are we talking about our plan and talking about what we've done in public where there are cameras everywhere? And we're like, oh, well, they don't record sound, so we don't care. You don't think the police are going to, like, if they think you're people of interest, start reading your fucking lips if they can? Like,
Also, like, when we see that, like, at this point in time, it looks like there's no one else sitting at the bar other than Spencer. But Spencer asks Emily for all of the olives she can give her for her martini.
Yes.
And then later, this man who she meets mentions the olive comment. So I'm like, yeah, he heard that.
Right. So how long has he been sitting here? How much has he heard? Like, what the
fuck? Especially with the little joke Spencer makes later.
Yeah. I'm like, Spencer, we're getting a little cavalier. So Spencer and Hannah, the, like, topic of them comes up because Spencer reacts so poorly to her text. And Emily's like, look, you cannot blame Hannah for what is happening right now. And Spencer goes, she kissed him, Em, recently. And Emily is like, okay, I didn't know that. She's like, but you need to remember, Spencer, being back here, like, we all fall into old patterns. And so she really is having Hannah's back
Spencer's here.
Hannah and Caleb couldn't have been, like,
right.
You made a really good point where you're like, what did Spencer want them to say? Mm-hmm. Like, they said music to your ears, really, in that moment. Of course, you don't want it to have happened, but if it did, and also given the circumstances, it's not like it was, like, just a random night they were hanging out and he drove her home and kissed her.
And
it's
also,
like,
Spencer,
she was actually about to, like, go to, like, what she believed to be certain death.
And
you know what I mean?
You're probably wearing this, like, a little badge of honor that you never kissed Toby, even kissed Toby since being back, but we know you've wanted to.
Yeah, it's not. It's not because, like, you haven't. It's just that the opportunity hasn't been there. It's not that, like, you wouldn't have done it, girl. Like, it's, like, your whole thing. And she's like, look, I can understand it being hard with an ex. Like, obviously, my stuff with Toby. And she's like, but I gave her all this time to figure it out. And Emily says, yeah, but the timing could have been off. And Spencer says, what is timing? You either love someone or you don't. And it's like, oh, are you saying that about Caleb or Hannah? And Emily's like, okay, bye. Emily just is not interested in this anymore.
I'm out of here.
And this is so funny. Spencer's going to stay at the bar. She's like, I'm just going to stay. And, like, I just want to, like,
be the sad girl.
Like, be the sad girl at the bar.
Spencer loves.
And Emily goes, okay, well, I don't know what to say, so good luck. And
I feel like this is Spencer's, like, perfect alibi, right? She's like, what?
Spencer says, how about knock him dead? I'm like, Spence, it's not funny. Like, it's not funny, okay? Hey, now is not the time for jokes.
Especially about dead people.
Emily smells like blood. Like, Emily had to go straight from the crime scene to work, okay?
For your orders.
And you're asking
now
her for more olives.
You're going to sit here and get wasted.
Yeah.
I also, like, Spencer loves these moments. And I feel like it's such a trope with, like, with, frankly, like, men and, like, books and stuff. Is that, like, they love when there's, like, they find that one opportunity where now they get to wallow and be, like, yeah, so down on themselves, and, like, they want all this pity from everybody, and that's what Spencer's acting like, and that's why I'm so annoyed, because it's so not, yeah, Spencer, but she's, like, so mopey, and, like,
and
wants
it's like now
everybody
it's just not
to be,
the
like,
time.
Like, what's wrong? It's, like, grow up, Spencer. Grow up.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 Road Warriors. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have some names on your nice list, don't freak. Uncommon Goods makes your holiday shopping stress-free and filled with joy. There are literally thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts, so you can be sure your gifts will make the special people in your life so happy. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the U.S. They highlight independent artists and small businesses, so your gifts will always feel personal and never rushed or last minute. Like this handmade glass Santa figurine I found, crafted by Tony Chirico. This is the perfect gift to add to my mom's Santa collection. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast. That's uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Hey,
what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So we're back at Welby, and I just cannot get over this idea.
Aria and Allie are playing hide and seek.
Aria, do you really not think there are any cameras here? I'm just so, like, blown away by this. And your only hope is that Elliot, like, disabled them because he didn't want people to see what he was up to. That's honestly your only hope here, because otherwise, like, you're dead freaking me. So Aria's like, okay, look, you have to stay in your room for a little bit. And Allie freaks out. She's like, I cannot go back in there. I thought I could. I can't. And Aria's like, yeah, but no one's going to hurt you. Like, Rollins isn't here. And everyone's counting on
everyone's
us.
Counting
and Allie,
on me.
You just like,
everyone's counting on us.
I mean us. Yeah. And Allie's like, just promise me you're going to come back for me. And Aria does. So they go back to her room. And like, Aria, I mean, I am like, where's the sensitivity?
Aria immediately is like, okay, lay down.
Just starts strapping her in. She's like, lay down. And like, she's like strapping her in. And Allie's like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, well, I mean, it has to, like, they have to see what Elliot was doing to you. And I love that, like, Arya's like, okay, but the face muscles, like, where I draw the line. Like, I hate when they do that to dogs.
Animal cruelty.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm anti-muzzle. I'm fine with cuffs.
I'm anti-muzzle. Sorry, I'm fine with cuffs. I'm fine with cuffs. Just ask Z. But I draw the line at a
so
muzzle.
You're not so familiar, though, not in this kind of room. Because, you know, hey, I wanted to talk to you about that. Ezra and I were, okay, we were going through your things, and, like, I feel like you could, like, spice it up a little bit, right?
It honestly felt boring. It felt,
like, just
it felt really boring. And I know that, like, you were locked up for a while. I just always thought you were, like, kind of the experienced one. So I'm just saying I was surprised. That's all I'm saying is I was a little bit surprised. So anyway, Arya's strapping her in, and Allie just, like, is feeling stupid for marrying him and all
Arya
this
goes,
stuff.
No,
and
you were not
I married you.
You were in love.
She's like, you keep saying that you married him. Like, you do know I'm the one that married you guys, right? So Allie, like, says, as she's just kind of, like, musing about all this, she goes, after all these years, I fought for her to be released. How could he think that I killed her? And Arya's like, wait, what? Arya's like, wait, what?
Arya's reaction is she literally freezes and she, like, tenses her shoulders.
She's like, she, like, accidentally, like, clamps, like, way too tight. Allie's like, ow! She's like, ah! Sorry,
What did you say?
You said you didn't kill?
Okay. Well, it's just like, okay.
Allie, be fucking for real, Allie. Allie. Z and
Allie
I saw
says,
you.
This yep. isn't funny anymore.
Z and I saw you, and I've told everybody. So just, it's time for you to own up to it, okay?
Allie, you can stop lying.
And even
know,
if
you
didn't,
you
the problem is
lie.
Now, Allie, even if you didn't kill her, like, everyone believes you did now, because, like, I told them that. So now if you say you didn't,
like,
I'm sorry, but you're the girl in the loony bin, not me.
Can we see? Okay, this is what I wanted to say about Arya's jacket, because we now get a flashback of the night CC was killed, and I'm also like, we never addressed going from CC to Charlotte. Obviously, we're like,
I know,
like, but I'm like, CC's kind
of like,
a
I'm
surf.
Typing CC, it's easier.
Do you do two capital C's?
Fuck no. I don't do any capitals.
Oh, right.
When I'm just
wait, did you see that video of Mandy Moore?
On Google Docs? No.
No, you did. See, you
Mandy
reposted
Moore?
It when she goes,
oh,
I have to have my laptop when I'm at work.
Yeah. I love I love going online.
It's giving that video of Ashley Tisdale where she's like, just chilling. Surfing YouTube.
Yes, yes. Well, someone wrote, like, okay, Mandy Moore was, like, the original, like, Debbie Ryan. She's, it's so funny.
And people, like,
I
don't think it's me.
Online.
People, like, are shocked when they realize, like, it's me on there. Like, it's me.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, that's not really Mandy Moore. I'm like, it's me, hey. Anyway.
Arya, but what I wanted to say is Arya is in a very similar jacket to the jacket that Allie wore the night that she allegedly killed Charlotte. And do we think Arya bought it after they turned it in for evidence? She was like, wait, I kind of fuck with that.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same, but it's the same color and the same style. They're just, Allie's isn't leather.
I know, but I think Arya's had this, honestly. This seems like a classic.
But do you think she started bringing it back into her wardrobe when she realized that, like, it connects her to a murder?
maybe. I don't know. I just,
Oh, perfect. No worries.
No, because she already asked. She's, like, so eager to get the police involved.
Right. Anyway. Sorry. Charlotte's come here for alone time. Do you think if either of us just like decided to walk into St. Bernard's, we could find our way up to the bell tower as easily as they can find their way up to the, and like, do you think that it would be unlocked?
No, I think that like if I walked into St. Bernard's not at like a normal mass time, I'd be like set on fire. Like, no, I don't think I would make it like down the aisle.
Okay. The police are called. They're like,
the police are called. They're like, she's no good. She like, used to go in the bathroom during CCD and call Bloody Mary. She did it every single week this girl, to get
like,
her out.
We don't see her at regular hours. So it's kind of like, yeah. If she's here at this hour, like, what did she just do? Know, like, what did she just do?
Like, yeah, exactly. And not to be really bad, but like, we did get a letter from the Vatican saying that this girl's for sure going to hell in a handbasket. So she's actually not allowed in an actual handbasket.
Because she's so small.
So yeah. Because she's so tiny. And we don't want to lose her because we need to make sure she gets you down there.
And get here fast because we might lose her. She's small as a mouse.
We might lose her.
A church mouse.
We might lose her. And we can't really see her that well when she turns to the side. It's just, it's going to work. And this is a big church, okay? And it looks like the winds can carry her up. I don't know. And that we have really high ceilings. So she could be upstairs, up there. I don't know. We need her down. Way down. Down, down, down. Hell. Down.
Basically, Allie and Cece are just fighting, and Cece isn't telling Allie that, like, she and Elliot were together. Obviously, we know Allie didn't know that, but she's like, how could you do this to me? I thought you were visiting me there to see me, but now I know you're visiting him to see Elliot. And I'm like, this is how I know Cece isn't, I mean, we know she's not stable, but, like, even if they're trying to convince us of any sort of recovery, she has such a childlike mindset here.
I thought the same thing. It's like,
you couldn't have... Like, it couldn't be that you both cared about me and that's what would have brought you closer. It's like...
Well, and like, her abandonment issues just...
Like, running up
so
to the church and, like,
here.
Running... Like, I know. All of it was very... And I'm just like, this girl needed a little more time in the incubator.
Yeah. She wasn't quite done yet, okay? Anyway. So, we're back at the bar and...
Wait, Allie leaves...
Oh, sorry. We're at Welby.
Allie leaves the church, but she hears... creaks in the floor. So she hears that there's like...
Well, no, we see a full-on door open.
Oh.
We see a door open in the church, and she looks... Okay, so why did you just say she hears creaks?
Well,
if you saw that and the shadow.
I didn't see the door open, but I heard creaks, and then I saw a big shadow, and I was like, oh, there's someone in here. There's always someone in this church,
And then Allie's like, that is not my business. She just walks out. So we're back in Welby, and... Allie's like, you forgot something. And she makes Arya put on the, like, face muzzle, which Arya is also, like, obviously horrified by. But she does it, and then she leaves. So we're back at the bar, and this guy sends Spencer a drink. And she looks down, and he comes and introduces himself. His name is Marco.
She goes, I'm leaving.
She's like, Polo.
Oh, my God. Now I have to meet a Marco at a bar.
I just gave you the perfect response. If somebody introduces themselves to you and their name is Marco, go Polo, and then kiss, and then
immediately
seal
go in for
the
it.
Deal. Yeah, go in for it. You'll know the vibes will be right.
And she,
so Spencer's leaving, but like
she
looks
the
at the camera, and I think she realizes it's good for her to stay for a little bit.
Yes.
And then that's when he orders the extra olives for her and says that he pays attention. And I'm like, and that's like not
what
I'm looking
Spencer
for
needs
right now.
To hear it all.
If I'm Spencer, that's actually the last thing.
But at this point,
I want
to
hear somebody
how
say
many
to
martinis
me.
Do you think Spencer had before Emily left?
I don't know. I mean, she's drunk. She is.
Like, she's drunk now. And then she gets another martini.
Yes.
And then, like, when we see her later, it's like, how many more did you have?
Whoa. Yes. And he asks what she was doing tonight. And she says, burying a body.
Spencer.
Okay. This is just like a little on the nose.
This is what
Spence.
I mean. This is that trope of the like hardened, sad man at a bar.
Yes.
Who like is so like wants someone to ask him what's wrong so badly. And then when you do, it's like, why did I do that?
Yep. Why did I
do
that?
We go to the woods and Hannah and Aria are looking for the car so that they can burn it. And I am like, girls, thank God, Mona fucked you guys over badly. I get it. But you better thank your lucky stars every night for her.
No. At this point, literally, I think she's repaid you. You could not be luckier in this moment.
And I just love that Mona
than,
has
to have Mona Vanderwall on
like
your side.
Mona, what I love about her is when she does save the day, she has to do it in a way that is just like so iconic. Like the way, like we start, they're yes. like, look, the car is missing. And Hannah's like, no, yes. I know it was this one because I put it by this tree. And Arya's like, we're in the woods. And, right. and Hannah's like, no, you don't understand.
Hannah's like, no.
You don't understand. This one looks like where those little men live. And at first I'm like, the
Hobbit?
You know,
the man with the ears.
And then
with the ears.
She's talking about the Keebler elves.
And then she says, the Keebler elves. This was true. Like,
and
Arya's
like,
elves
okay,
in it.
Here Hannah goes again, talking about food.
Arya's like, do you think that I eat that stuff? That processed junk? That processed crap? No, I don't eat that, obviously. So I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that.
Keebler?
I don't know what you're talking Hannah's about. Like, maybe I've seen it at your house, but I don't know what you're talking about. They don't even have that at the small farmers market shops that I get
like,
my groceries
at. How do you know
at.
What they are? How did you know it was food? And Arya's like, probably because of you.
And Arya's like, well. Oh, my God.
Guys, that was Arya. That was Arya saying that.
So, yeah. So they get back. The car is gone. We're back at the bar. And Spencer and Marco are just, like, having this amazing time. And, okay. Am I on to something here? Because Spencer's like, okay, we have to go. I have to be done. And she throws down a card. Is that fucking Elliot's card?
I don't know. I hope not.
That's a yes. That's a hell yes. I hope not is a hell yes.
Guys, I lost my touch ever since Mona. Ever since I completely...
Phoebe. Oh, that would be... Messy, yeesh. I really hope not.
Guys, in this podcast, I only had one opportunity to really dupe Caroline, and I used it on Mona. And thank God I did.
And that was the right time to use it.
That I
sure.
do think is one of our best episodes when I fully rewire your brain because you like the best part of that episode.
It's called gaslighting. Call it what it is please. It's called gaslighting.
You go, and then we see Mona's body, and then yeah, that's the episode. I was like,
you were waiting for a reaction that you didn't get.
I was like, Carly, we fully see one of your favorite characters corpse. And
like,
then you
okay.
fully crashed out.
Yeah, right.
And then you fully crashed
out. Well, I
out.
Just was like, Phoebe, shut up. But that was the moment. If you had let that moment pass you by, you might not have ever convinced me that she was dead.
Yeah, and thank God. But here, yeah, Spencer, and this is where I'm just like, man, Emily's mad at you right now. Like when she,
dude,
Emily's
Spencer,
mad at you when
if
she.
If I were you, I'd run away.
When Emily picks you up, she's mad that you got wasted and potentially like did something that isn't that big of a deal. When they find out that this happened.
When they find out.
And wait till you figure out who she's talking to. Who this man is.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm also like, I know this guy is like somebody that, I mean, like Spencer, come on. So anyway, they literally go in the elevator and start doing it. They start doing
like,
it.
In a way
she
where
stops
like,
the elevator.
HBO. I'm watching Entourage suddenly.
I couldn't believe it. I know. I was like not me seeing like, him like unbuckling his pants, like
he
adjusting.
He flips her around.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is insane. Like
okay,
I thought it was
Spencer's
insane.
Back. But not so
no,
fast because she goes.
We are back in our splendiferous slot.
And then she's like, wait, never mind. And then she gets
she's
off.
She's like, you
elevator.
Know what? I have a boyfriend. She stops the elevator and leaves.
I have someone for this. I have someone for this right now.
Yeah, I have someone
and
for
honestly,
this.
Honestly, he's going to do anything he can to get back in my good graces. So I'll see you later. Hey, by the way, Spencer, does Caleb get to be mad about this? Is Caleb going to be able to have a similar reaction to your reaction?
Honestly,
I know the
in my mind,
I'm
like, is this worse?
But you did fully
yeah,
have sex with him.
This was like, yeah, like, I don't know. Are the stakes?
I think they're like, they offset in their own kind of way.
Yeah, I guess.
Emotionally, the Hannah thing is
both.
Worse. But this one is like physically worse.
Right. Whatever. So, sorry, I said we went back to Hannah and Emily.
Hannah and Aria.
But we are actually Hannah and Aria, but we're actually back with Emily in the barn and her phone rings and it's Spencer. And Emily is like back with Elliot's bag. She just did her part of the job. And Spencer's like, I can't do my part. I can't even drive. So, oh my God.
And she's like, I can't. And I can't even walk.
And I actually can't
side
even
to side.
Walk. Yeah. Yeah. Me thinking even because she's stumbling because she's drunk. You literally mean because she's got a UTI now. Holy fuck.
Spencer's like, Emily, have you ever heard that song by Ariana Grande?
Emily, do you have any cranberry juice?
Ariana Grande.
Emily.
What if she played Glinda one day? Don't you think that could be interesting
Emily's like,
casting?
Spencer, you sound insane right now. I'm coming to pick you up. God damn it.
Ariana is never going to play Glinda. It will be Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, wow. That was a layered joke. I hope you all got all the levels there.
Spencer did. I mean, Caroline did.
Spencer did. Thank you for calling me Spencer right now when I don't like her. Thanks.
I called you Hannah earlier.
No, you didn't.
I did.
So Aria, okay, anyway, Aria and Hannah, like three seasons ago, Aria and Hannah are still crashing out and the car pulls up and it's fucking Mona driving. It's such a good moment of her. Like, it's such a the bitch is back.
I wrote serve and then in Drama's voice / Elmo's voice, I wrote naturally.
Naturally? Naturally? Well, I never have a foot waste. Scared of something? Fuade of something? It's actually Fuade.
I That text that video
that we found on Drama's phone.
Yes.
The video we found on Drama's phone. Yeah. What about it?
That made me laugh. I actually, thinking about it now, I'm going to laugh. That. And what was that song?
Until I found her. Anthony texts me. He's like, I just found this on Drama's phone, period. The period was so just found this on Drama's phone, period. And it's a video that's
like a fan cam.
I never found what I was looking for till I found her. And when it says her, it's like all these pictures of me start exploding. And it's like, I found her.
And it's like, was Drama making it from the perspective of Anthony, or was Drama like, until I found
no.
her?
No, well, Drama's in love with me. There's one picture of Anthony and me, and that was nice of him to put it in there. But Drama thinks I'm his girlfriend. Drama, and I asked Drama about it. I was like, Drama, that video was really nice that you made for me. And he goes, well, it's never too early to celebrate Valentine's Day. Hear that, Dada? Yes. You know what, Dada? Maybe you should sweep and equate, and I could cut with Mama all night. Yeah, maybe we could try that for once.
For once. I've been able to do a foot race.
Anyway. Hey, why we never do foot waste? Foot or something?
Anyway, so we go back to Lucas's loft and we find out that Mona was not following them. She was following the tracker that she put on Elliot's car.
She's like, I just like had a bad feeling and that's what I do. So fucking funny. So she followed him. I'm like, you guys are so lucky Mona is here.
She says, call it curiosity. And Aria goes, you know what you did? You know what that did to the cat, right?
You're like, okay, Aria had a funny moment. Whatever. So then Mona, we find out, got the windshield fixed at a place that doesn't ask questions or give answers.
And she also.
And then
like,
Mona goes, and what did you do with the burner phone? And they say,
what burner phone?
What burner phone?
Idiots.
And that's when her head almost pops off of her body.
It's also like, so funny because she's
this
like,
amateur hour.
She just can't believe like. She's like, okay, next time anyone compares me to Spencer, I'm going to point to the tire tracks that you guys left.
No, literally. Like, how messy could you girls be?
And
so Emily, we find out, has tossed Rollins' keys in the gutter, and she's so fucking mad at Spencer. She's like, how could you do this to us? And Spencer's just talking about a time that she thought this was all really over, and she, like, took horseback riding lessons
and cooking
class,
and she let friends.
Yeah.
I want to start making that a rule. Don't tag me in
that
these
you don't
pictures.
Tag me.
No, not you specifically. I'm just like, unless
well, believe
you,
me, I know. I'm literally your social media manager.
Me the picture of me that you're including in your dump.
And then Phoebe has sent it to me.
Hey, don't tag
and
me.
And I've approved it.
Hey, don't tag me. Because I don't want that showing up on my tag photos, especially now because when people tag you in pictures,
uh-huh.
it shows the picture you're in as the first picture.
I also hate because when someone, so like, let's say like I was looking at a friend's dump. That sounds disgusting. I was looking at a friend's carousel and there was a picture of you and I clicked on your profile. It then takes me to your tagged photos.
Hey, Instagram.
This is the last place I want you to be.
Count your days.
Yeah,
especially now that we have this trend, which I do love, but like this trend of people bringing their like digital cameras and then like taking the worst pictures of people on a night out, like that have ever been taken, and then you like and I'm like,
I will tell you that's though, the angle. I think the majority of people that are using these digital cameras, like the influencer-y girls, are still taking it onto their phone and putting it through Facetune. So I'm like,
but not the ones of me.
The levels,
but not the ones of me.
Effort. It's like that is so many steps. I am not knocking it, but I am like, I could never do the admin.
Yeah, too much work.
How do you even get it on your phone?
I think like, that like,
I don't know
about the digital whatever. It
doesn't matter. It actually does not matter.
And
Emily hands Spencer a coffee, and Spencer finally apologizes.
And she says something about a failed relationship. Is she talking about Caleb, right?
I don't even know. I actually didn't write that down, so.
Well, we go to brunch, you're right. And Mona's here. Mona's the only one drinking a Bloody Mary.
And I love that. All the girls with mimosas, and Mona's like, yeah.
And Aria's look.
I know how to order
guys,
a drink.
I know we all agreed to be here, but like, I didn't really think she was actually going to come, and I can't be seen with her in public. So is this really a good idea?
But I'm also like, Aria is the only one using her brain in this moment, because what are you guys thinking
this is
going to the Radley
out of character for
brunch?
For them, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you guys are doing
just
something
like
that's
bizarre
weird. With Mona, no less.
I know. The only way that I could think about it making sense is like, oh, they wouldn't go to brunch with Mona normally. So it could be seen as like, oh, you know, when your group of friends is like meeting a friend you never see, you choose some place that
true,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing I can really think of. But even that is not.
Guess who's back?
Enough for me.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? We hear the click clack of Jenna Marshall. She is Hannah Mirren. Her accent is coming through in this episode. I'm like, she's out of practice and you can tell.
Right.
Not in an acting way, Tamman. Please, God, don't come for me. Remember that?
Well, she never really
Remember
came
that?
For us, which thanks.
Yes, she
thanks,
did.
Girl. Not as much.
No, she did.
She comes and she calls out Hannah first, and then Aria is like, I can't believe she. Can she not
Aria's
even
like,
see me? You can't even see me.
Jenna goes, is that the nasally whiny breath of Aria Montgomery? Is she here too? Then she hears Mona. She goes, oh my God, do not tell me you're all here. And they are all here. And why is Jenna here is the real question. Well, she's here for Toby's engagement. And I just need to bring everyone's memory back to the fact that Jenna is an abusive sister.
Right.
Like, I don't want us ever to forget that's part of her story.
Crazy.
Because people love to forget it. And I'm like, you know, she literally, like, abused her brother.
Right.
Ah!
It's terrible. And they're like, well, why are you staying at the Radley if you're here for that? And she goes, well, I don't know if you heard, but my house blew up.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you hear? My house blew up. I forgot that her house blew up.
Me too, because that
was so
long ago. I'm like, no offense, we didn't rebuild already.
And did we ever even like talk about it? I literally
like
don't remember.
That was like 5 years ago.
I know. That was a while ago. Things happen fast here, okay? So Jenna congratulates Hannah on being engaged, said she heard it through the grapevine, and she just like knows all this stuff about the girls, which obviously we don't like. She also knows that Allie's in Welby.
She goes,
tell Allie I hope she feels better, or maybe I'll go visit her and return the favor from so long ago. Oh my God. And I do like that harkens back to that infamous hospital visit from Allie to Jenna.
Oh.
I mean, she goes, if you ever come back to Rosewood, what does she say? I can't even remember, but it's like such an iconic.
She like threatens
her
life.
I can literally see the scene in my head. Yeah. It's something like, I don't know, but it's something life threatening for
sure.
Definitely,
yeah, definitely. And then
Allie at that age, oh, it was probably a hit on her life.
I mean, it was Big Al for sure. It was Big
Al.
Yeah,
that was Big Al. Okay, that reel was hilarious. I was like, I need the scene of Allison hitting Mona to add into this.
So then they're like, oh my gosh, like, what is this a coincidence? Like, whatever. And then what was the quote about the devil? I liked it.
Spencer says, coincidences are the devil's way of remaining anonymous.
I love that.
And then she
that.
Ignores a call from Caleb. I'm like, we are in no position to be ignoring calls. You should have taken that call. You're going to regret not taking that call in just a minute, Spencer.
And I know it's giving, like, okay, Caleb, this is a pattern. Kind of ugly. Kind of an ugly pattern.
I thought the same thing. I was like, Caleb, this is dramatic.
But
sorry,
I'm also like,
we'll get there. But like,
Caleb, I thought you weren't living here anymore.
Yeah, I did too.
Anyway, well,
get when
there.
She comes into the barn and she's calling for him, I'm like, why would he be here?
And when she opens the closet, I'm like, wait, you know, he never moved out. Does Vivi know that? As soon as they went on the cruise,
yeah, literally,
he moved right back in.
Probably.
Spencer gets up for some more orange juice, and Hannah follows her, and she's like, "How long are you gonna be mad at me?" And Spencer says, "I just need to be mad at you a little longer." I'm like, soak it all up, Spencer. Soak up the time that you have here to be angry at anybody.
Yes, for real. Yeah, because it is going to be short-lived. She goes, if you want to be a good friend, just let me be mad at you. And Hannah is a good friend, so she says, okay. And then she suggests that Spencer go see Caleb. She's like, you can tell him the truth. And if he's mad, then okay, like, there are worse things. So Spencer leaves, and she's going to go find Caleb.
And then we go to Rosewood Times Square, and Toby spots Jenna, and he goes, what are you doing here?
Yeah, he did not know she was coming to town.
And guess who doesn't also know? Mr. Kavanaugh. He also doesn't know that she's coming
to
town.
Oh, yes.
And
I forgot about that.
She says, I really want to make amends. I really would like to try again. And Toby's like, oh, right.
Toby says that they tried a few years ago and it didn't go so well. And now I want the background there. So Mona is now, we're with Mona. She's trying to ding Elliot's burner phone, but she can't find it, and she's like gonna explain it to Hannah, and Hannah goes, you don't have to explain, I won't understand it anyway. And she's kind of like, you know, replaying everything. She admits that there was time to stop if she hadn't gotten the pedals mixed up, and she's like feeling really bad about it.
And Mona's like, all right,
which
let's
is when Mona clocks
let's just
her.
Cut to the chase. What are you doing with that thing?
Let's
on
talk
your
about
finger?
What really matters here. What is on your hand? What is that? I
you're
smell g-
you're
it.
Gonna get
I can smell
you're
it from
get
a mile
like
away.
That thing that you get on like when you wear a fake ring. That
yeah, your finger's green. Your finger is green. What's going on here?
And I she's know like, oh, you were never the understudy for Elphaba. So don't even try to say
no,
that.
So don't try that excuse. The classic Rosewood excuse, as if I don't have a running log of everyone who's ever played, including understudies and swings. Yeah. Anyway. So Hannah tells Mona they broke up, that she and Jordan broke up, but she doesn't want to tell anybody because Spencer and Caleb are going through some shit. And as she's like looking at her ring, she realizes that her bracelet is missing. She had a gold bracelet on and it's missing.
Hannah's
and so
like,
it must be in Elliot's
Hannah
car.
Says, if they find it. And Mona goes, they're not going to.
I know. I was like, imagine having to tell Mona this. Hey, okay, we're going to have to go back for a third
you just
time.
Have, like, kind of a sweet friendship moment. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I do like these moments where Mona, like, they are best friends.
Well, it is like Mona is the person that Hannah can talk to. Like Mona is the only person Hannah's sharing this with,
right.
You know, and there's something about Mona. There's comfort to Mona where Hannah feels that like that's who she wants to share this information with, which I think is sweet.
We go to Welby and this is so funny. Aria and Emily are walking through and Aria is walking like she owns the place.
This is
and Emily goes
again, like
Emily goes, Aria, I don't know if you've been here before. During visiting hours, but this is a lost cause. They are never going to let us in. I have been trying to get in here.
I've been throwing rocks at her window. I've been holding a boombox over my head outside her window. Nothing works. No, I also just, again, this is like classic. Let me insert myself. Let me return to the scene of the crime. What are we doing here?
I know.
What are we doing here?
Exactly.
Like, his body's probably not even cold yet. What are we doing?
And we see, before they turn the corner, they clock that Toby and the Rosewood Police Department are there. And it is like, wait.
Lots
the
of
Rosewood Police
officers.
Department being here is very bizarre. And it's like, oh, great. Emily, great job. That's Aria's whole
and
demeanor.
Like, oh,
she's
shit.
Like, why did
this
you do this?
This is exactly what I wanted. Yeah, this is exactly what I asked for.
And Toby's like, come with
and
me
And Toby
now.
Comes over.
And this is where we don't get it quite yet, but in a second, we do get the picture of Toby Kavanaugh that I love. That picture of him standing with his hands on his hips in his uniform with his fresh haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
Lucas's
do
loft.
Love that.
I love that picture. We go to the barn and Spencer finds that all of Caleb's stuff is gone. And
yeah, I wrote his signature move. Not him emptying the photos,
yeah,
like taking the photos out of the frames. I'm like, this is a little much, Caleb.
Like, and if I'm Hannah like, and I hear that later, I'm like, oh, wait, I remember how you made me feel when we broke up.
I kind of
like,
have the ick. You literally left your phone so I can never contact you again. Like, I mean, just crazy.
Caleb's giving diva baby.
No, this is diva baby vibes. But I'm like, Caleb, honestly, yeah, good. Because when you hear what Spencer did last night, you'd be doing this right. anyway.
We go to
we're back at Welby.
And
Mary Drake comes to visit Allie. And Allie is like freaking out and goes to press the, like, call the nurse. And Mary Drake says, no need to call the nurse. I'm in charge now. Yikes. Oh, great.
Yikes. We go back to Lucas's loft. And Toby informs them that Elliot Rollins is dead and has been dead for 15 years. And the Elliot Rollins that they all knew is currently missing. But don't worry. We will find him.
Yes. Music the real Dr. Ears. Rollins was 72 when he died of a stroke. And the police believe that Elliot thinks he was close to being found out, and that's why he's gone. But it's going to be their top priority now. And then he says, you guys need to be careful. We don't know what he's capable of. You don't have to be quiet for long, though. The truth will come out. He just, like, so heavy-handed with the, like, we're going to get whoever did this.
We go.
This is insane. How are we going to be breaking into a car with a Slim Jim in broad daylight?
Broad daylight.
Hannah's wearing. What did I say?
No, I was agreeing. I was just like, broad daylight.
Oh, I thought
daylight.
You were correcting me. Hannah's wearing leopard print, Mona. Like, this is not a good idea, okay?
And Mona gets into the car and she goes, whose idea was it to throw away the key? And it's like, yeah, good question, girls. Good question.
Emily. Come on, dude. Like, yeah, I threw his keys in the gutter.
I was like, my money was on Aria, but Emily was my second guess. And then Mona's like, we have to hurry. Like, it's not in here. Like, we have to go. And then Hannah finds it.
The other thing, though, I'm sorry. They are, like, all over this car. Yeah. Fingerprints.
Hannah's hair is there.
Like, I'm like, there's no way if I were to stick my head or you were to stick your head in a car for 1 second, there would be no doubt about who was there. Like every, yeah, literally. And she's like in between the seats and she ends up finding the bracelet. Thank God. But I'm like, at what cost? Like what you've left in here could be worse.
So much DNA and skin cells and hair.
I know.
And then they shut the door and a phone starts to ring from inside the car. And I'm like, that's a really loud fucking phone. And they go to
good timing because Mona Vanderwall's right here. So thank God this is when that phone call came through.
And guess who's calling? Someone named Archer.
It's like in this secret compartment, by the way. I can't believe his name is Archer. Up in the Archer.
Him. Oh, my gosh. We should make an edit of him in a way that like kind of makes it work that it's him.
And he's like, who could ever leave me, darling?
And then him putting the mask on Allie. Who could stay?
Yes. But who could, you could stay. Isn't that part of it? Yeah. Anyway, it's Jenna calling. Hi, Archer. Can you hear me? It's me, Jenna.
Jenna Marshall.
Freaking moly.
Wow.
I knew she was bad news. All right, so that is season 7 episode.
Because she was kind of like ambiguous the whole time. It was like, man, I don't really know about her.
Who
like,
knew?
She could be a good guy. Easy.
Is she a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know. All right, next episode. Here's the synopsis for season 7, episode 5. Along comes Mary. Jenna returns to Rosewood and befriends another one of the liar's enemies, making her the PLL's number one suspect for Uber A. I also loved the part in this episode where I want to say it's Allie is saying, or no.
Mona.
Mona is saying something about A. And Harry goes, A.D., and Mona goes, Uber A, who fucking cares? It's the same thing. And I agree with you, Mona.
Literally.
Arya just like wanted a chance to correct Mona. And this was truly the only opportunity she was going to have. So she had to take it. All right, guys. That is it. That is the episode. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but this weekend for a Pretty Little Punch Bowl episode on the Patreon for tiers 2 and 3. Can't wait to dive into even more of our lore and do some world building. So make sure you turn into that and listen to our episode on Tuesday if you want to hear us talk about apparently Ma and the Crucible, among other things. Mm-hmm. Love you guys so much. Thank you. Tell everyone you know about us, and we will see you next week.
And splat.